sings the transcription feature, Superman.
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Unable, without revealing himself as Superman, to rescue Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Police Commissioner Malone from a concrete tank in which the yellow mask had trapped them, Kent persuaded the commissioner to accept the masked proposition. A telephone was lowered into the tank, and the commissioner called police headquarters, instructing one of his men, Captain Sullivan, to deliver a fortune in jewels to the mask in return for their freedom. As our story continues today, Lois and Jimmy have fallen asleep in a concrete tank, while Kent and the commissioner await developments. Suddenly, the masked voice comes to them out of a hidden loudspeaker. Listen.
I warn you, Kent. If there has been any trickery, none of you will live to gloat over it.
How could there be any trickery? You heard Commissioner Malone talk to Captain Sullivan at headquarters. He told him to bring the jewels just as you instructed.
Yes, I heard that. But more than an hour has gone by since the telephone call was made. Where are the jewels?
Sullivan may have been delayed. Or maybe he's waiting at the crossroads now.
I sent two of my men out to meet him. They haven't returned.
That's not our business. We did as you said. Personally, I hope you never get the jewels. You're nothing but a thieving, half-mad murderer. And if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to see you burn in the electric chair.
Commissioner, please.
Really?
Lois and Jimmy are sleeping. Try not to wake them up. They need all the rest they can
get. On the contrary, Commissioner Malone. I think I shall have the pleasure of seeing you burn.
Kent, what does he mean? It's just an idle threat. The jewels will be here shortly.
I hope so, for all your sakes. I will return in 5 minutes.
Keep your voice down, Commissioner. I'd give my right eye to get my hands around his neck for just 10 seconds. And you still may have that opportunity.
Kent, do you really think that we'll ever get out of here alive?
Of course. Once the jewels arrive.
Oh, yes. You mentioned something about a surprise for the mask once the jewels got here. What did you mean?
You'll find out. Just have a little patience.
But all the patience in the world will not reward Commissioner Malone. For unknown to Kent, the two men, Lefty and Joe, sent to the crossroads to meet Captain Sullivan, have double-crossed the yellow mask, and are at this very moment speeding toward the city in Sullivan's squad car with the jewels. The police captain, left unconscious in the bushes at the side of the road, has recovered sufficiently to stagger to his feet and attempt to flag a passing car.
I'm Captain Sullivan of the city police.
Yeah?
Two men knocked me out and stole my car.
Good heavens.
Can you get me to telephone?
Sure, hop in.
Thanks. Hello. Hello, operator. There's an emergency. Get me police headquarters. Sergeant Henley. Hello, Henley. Now listen carefully. This is Captain Sullivan. That's right, listen. I'm at Cedar Falls. Two men held me up, knocked me out, and stole the squad car. Yes, yes, they got the jewels, too. Sent out a general alarm. What? No, I couldn't see either of them. It was too dark. Too dark, I tell you. Now get that alarm out before they hit the city. Yes, that's where they were headed. Now don't waste any time, Henley. We've got to come after them.
Hey, take it easy, Lefty. You're doing 70.
Sure, this cop's buggy can travel. You ain't nervous, Joe, are you?
No, but if you blow a tire, we're cooked.
Well, I gotta make time with all this hot ice in the car. Hey, listen, turn the radio on. Get some swing music. That'll take your mind off getting killed.
Oh, you can't get music on this kind of a radio. It's a short wave set for police orders.
Well, turn it on anyway. Let's hear what the bulls got to say. I never thought I'd be driving a police buggy. Not in a million years.
General alarm 683W.
Listen.
Stop on site. Squad car number 6.
See, none but cops orders.
Shut up.
Squad car number 6, license 58-32. Old man who was driving and his companion.
Hey, What are you stopping for?
He's talking about this car. Listen.
I will repeat. General alarm 683W. Stop on site. Squad car number 6. License 58-32. Old man who is driving and his companion. That is all.
Turn it off.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, but there's one thing you can lay money on. We ain't driving this buggy into the city. You got your gun?
Yeah.
Okay, grab the suitcase and hop out. We'll roll this buggy off the road and down that incline. Then we'll stop the first car comes along and take it over. Come on. All right, come on back here and give her a push. She's rolling. Now a good one. There she goes. They won't find that jalopy for a long time. It's lucky we turned that radio on.
Lefty. I think I hear a car coming.
Yeah, you're right. Get over on the other side of the road. Flag him down with your light, but keep your gat handy in case it's a cop.
Okay.
He's coming fast. Start waving your light. He ain't gonna stop. You lunkhead, what'd you shoot for?
I see he wasn't stopping. I figured I'd scare him.
Yeah, so what did you do? You let him know there's a guy on the road here with a gat. He'll tell that to the first copper he meets him. Before you know it, this place will be crawling with dicks. Grab that suitcase. We're heading cross-country through the woods. It ain't healthy around here no more.
This is Bill Breen, your radio reporter. One of the greatest manhunts in the history of the state is now in progress. More than 150 hand-picked members of the police department are searching for two armed desperados who held up a police squad car, bludgeoned Captain Michael Sullivan into unconsciousness and escaped in the car. Officials will neither confirm nor deny the report that a fortune in jewels was being transported by Captain Sullivan and was stolen with the car. Possible clue to the whereabouts of the wanted men was provided by a motorist who reported he'd been shot at while driving along Route 14 near the Holly River Bridge. Police Commissioner Charles Malone, then mysteriously absent from his office for 2 days, could not be reached for a statement. Keep tuned to this station for further news.
Sure was tough hiking through them woods, Lefty.
Well, who told you to shoot at that car?
Oh, you don't have to keep talking about it, do you?
All right, all right. What's that light up ahead?
Must be a farmhouse.
Well, we got to get a car and get one fast. Maybe the farmer's got a jalopy. Come on, we sneak up behind the house.
Hey, is that a car standing in the yard?
Yeah, tin can.
What's the difference, as long as it runs?
There ain't no difference. Look and see if it's got a key in it.
No key.
Well, maybe we got to get the key. Give me your gun. I don't trust you no more.
Uh-huh.
Follow me. Take a gander through the window.
See anything?
Yeah. An old geezer sitting by the stove.
Nobody else?
That's all. We're in luck. Come on. Okay. Open the door. All right, get your hands up, Pop. Where's the key to that jalopy you got standing out in the yard?
Now, listen, you...
What'd you knock him down for? I gotta get the key to his car.
There it is, Lefty. On the table.
Oh, well, grab it.
I got it.
Thanks, Pop. So long. All right, hop in, fast. Hope I can get this crate started.
There she goes.
Desperados who early tonight stole a squad car rumored to have been carrying a fortune in jewels. Curtis W. Bailey, a farmer in Harley Falls, informed the authorities his 1933 car was stolen scarcely an hour ago by two armed men. He gave the police a description of the men, and their arrest is expected soon. Keep tuned to this station.
Kent, I can't stand this much longer. My ankle is killing me.
Let me look at it.
Oh, that won't do any good.
How long have we been down in this dark hole? It seems like days.
Oh, just a few hours. I'll light a match and look at your ankle. Yeah, the swelling doesn't seem to have gone down any.
It's broken. Don't touch it.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, maybe I can set it for you.
Can't.
Take it easy now.
Don't.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, it's a shame. Wait. That's a stroke of luck for us. Now, with Lois and Jimmy asleep, and alone out for a while, I can break through this concrete
as Superman. This corner looks as good a place as any. What did the mask say? It was 6 feet thick. That shouldn't stop me. Here goes. Gotta take it easy. Don't want to wake Lois or Jimmy. Giving. There. That does it. A hole big enough to crawl through. What's that? Malone's coming, too. I'll have to change back to Clark Kent.
Kent. Where are you?
Right here, Commissioner.
And you'd better stay right there, Mr. Kent.
What?
I've got a double-barrel shotgun in my hands, and I'll blow everyone in that tank to kingdom come if you move an inch.
Does the mask know that Superman has forced an exit from the concrete tank? What can Kent do now with escape so near and yet so far? Don't forget to tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion of the story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.